Municipal Utilities Commission is called to order on Monday, November 25th at 11:45 a.m. And we'll start out with the agenda as presented. Any changes to the presented agenda? Hearing none, it's accepted as printed. Next, we go to the consent agenda. And then the consent agenda includes our meeting minutes from November 12, our bill paying, payments that need to be affirmed, and the resolution then that goes with payment of those bills. So to that, I would look for a motion for the to accept the resolution to approve the consent agenda.
I move that motion.
Second.
Motion to approve the resolution for acceptance of the consent agenda has been made and second discussion. Anything that, there's just a couple of things on the payments, but I'd first like to ask Manager Heron to tell us about a couple of them.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'd like to point out just a couple of our payments here. Page three, the first one, it's not a payment, it's a credit. City of Wilmer, credit work comp, WC audit policy adjustment, $10,282. That's the audit. Typically, we see a work comp credit, usually somewhere between $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. Premiums are roughly $60,000. So it's always nice to see a reimbursement of our premium on work comp. And then DGR, the next page four, DGR prime subs. We're actually in the process of closing that out. Engineer Smith, Jaron Smith, will be covering the details of that in his year-end update. But just this last week, we are worked on closing out that project, so it's coming to an end. Same page. A little further down, Flattery and Hood, you'll see KPC/Ziegler territory. We have reached an agreement on our 10-year window for when we take over that territory. So it'll be 10 years from this past September, taking into consideration that Ziegler retains the entire 70-some acres that they have there, that they do not split it off per our agreement with KPC. So the 10-year window is ticking on that one. And that would be it, unless there's additional questions.
My only one that I had asked earlier was on the transformer inventory, and it's like keeping a set amount of transformers on hand, so it wasn't like a new one, and then as it's may be that it gets put out there. Any other questions? Justin.
Thank you, Madam President.
Commissioner Mattern.
General Manager Heron, page four, the curb replacement on 19th Avenue, what section of the road was that?
That would be the water main that we had replaced. It's right from that intersection heading east on the south side. If you recall, when we were on our commission tour of projects there, Joe Bergelman pointed out that we had water main replacement there, so that was part of that water main replacement.
That's the one right by Office Max?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Certainly. Beth. Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Thank you, Beth. And the next thing on the agenda gives me, gives us pride from the utilities to for once pass out good news and not always talking about rate studies. It has to do with a rebate check for the Ridgewater College, and I also want to welcome Dan Holtz, a former member on this commission, is here to accept that. And just a little background for everyone, Ridgewater College recently installed a new chiller at their Wilmer campus. Because the equipment installed is highly energy efficient, it qualifies for a $10,000 rebate through the Bright Energy Solutions program that's offered by Wilmer Municipal Utilities and Missouri River Energy Services. This project represents an annual energy savings of 21,980 kilowatts and 29.37 kilowatt in demand energy. Yoma Municipal Utilities has Bright Energy Solutions rebate programs for residential, commercial, and industrial electric customers, and anyone that's interested in it from any one of those, whether it's a resident or a commercial, is please just check the rebate program at brightenergysolutions.com. This is, this is really, I feel excited for us to present. So to that end, I would ask that Mr. Holtz come up, and we have a little check to present to you.
Thank you very much, Madam President and Commissioners. One thing first I'd really like to say is back in 2018, when this chiller went out and we thought, well, can't we make it last a little longer? It was only 27 years old. And, we knew at the time we had to replace it. And so just moving out an old piece of equipment, putting in a brand new, I think it's a 200-ton York unit, which is much more efficient. And so we're really proud that we have an opportunity to come to the commission here and receive such a very generous rebate. I mean, we couldn't imagine. And Sean, no, this is not going in your budget. I could see him over there. He was looking at it. So, but on behalf of Ridgewater College, thank you so much to the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission, Commissioners, Wilmer Municipal Utilities, and obviously now with everybody involved, we really appreciate this. And thank you. And I
saw the check down there.
And I brought this to hold the check, so I'm not sure if that.
You saw the blank in the.
Yeah.
So. I thought of this, but let's make a deal. I just reach over with this check and I'll put it up here. So at last we come around here, and I do present this. The $10,000 check to accept.
Thanks, take all four of them, just to make sure.
Congratulations. That's really thrilling. You can take some separate pictures and get the check for the following.
This is good. You don't want pictures here.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for working with us.
Soon.
Thank you again.
And you're more than welcome to stay the entire meeting. Okay. Now back to the seriousness here, and we'll go on to our Labor Committee meeting minutes. The Labor Committee met on November 12th, and I'll ask Commissioner Weber to give that report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you said, we met on Tuesday, November 12th at 12:26 p.m. We had two items to discuss. The first one was a grievance, 7452, which is a settlement offer discussion. A lot of the data that was discussed is to remain private for Data Practice Act. There was lengthy discussion amongst the Labor Committee. Staff recommended to agree to the settlement offer discussion. However, the Labor Committee made a motion to reject the settlement offer and associated agreements as proposed. The second item we discussed was health insurance for utilities. There was a proposed increase in health insurance for this coming year. We looked at different options. Some bids went out. So the decision was made to stay with Health Partners again. There is an increase, and there was increase similar to the other companies that also put in a proposal. So 17.4% increase is what was we will see, and the consensus of the committee was to remain with Health Partners. That was all that was discussed. We adjourned at 1:16 p.m. So I submit to the commission for approval of the minutes as a motion.
Okay, motion has been made to accept the Labor Committee meeting minutes. Is there a second?
I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the Labor Committee meeting minutes. Any discussion? Okay, hearing no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Weber. Next, we'll go to our monthly financial reports, and the next item on the list, too, is the cost of power reports there, so I'll let our Director of Finance, Ms. Runge, take both of those items.
Thank you. We'll start off with taking a look at our electric division for the month of October. Looking at revenue is pretty comparable to last year, just $382 difference. I don't know that we could ever get it that close again. Looking at our expenses, $189,473 below last year in expenses, and net margins, $5,220,099. So we are $481,630 ahead of last year in our electric margins. Moving on to our water division revenue, we are $219,361 ahead of last year at this point in the year. Our expenses are also up $26,614 compared to last year. Net margins $1,043,030 for $209,573 ahead of last year on the water division. Looking at the heating, total revenue $417,398 year to date. We are $243,965 below last year at this point in the year. Expenses, we are also under last year by $88,614. And margins, we are behind last year $143,573. And that's due to our continuing shutdown of the system and members moving on to other heating systems. Taking a look at our overall financials, revenue, we are $24,223 below last year on our revenue. Our expenses, we are also under $251,472, and our net margins are $547,630 ahead of last year at this point in the year. Are there any questions on any of the financials? All right, moving on, we'll take a look at the investment portfolio. Our year-to-date yield was 2.53%. Again, on the bottom, we have different matrices for you to compare to. We have bar cap, BB 1 year, or 1 to 5 year, and 1 to 3 year. Those are all running a little higher for all the reasons we've talked about in the past for this year. One more comparison we added, I believe, last month was the 4M fund. Just to give you a comparison, if we left these funds in our checking account, what would we have earned? The earnings rate on the 4M fund this last month was 1.67%, so we earn an additional approximately 1% for having those funds invested elsewhere. Any questions on our investment portfolio? We will move on and take a look at our September cost of power. For the month of September, our average cost of power was 7.7 cents per kilowatt, and our overall annual 12-month rolling average remains at the 6.8 cents.
I just noticed your other graphs with financials as well, where you have those through the revenue, the expense, and retained earnings. I appreciate just that snapshot right off the bat that you can look at to see where we are with that. I'm not sure if anybody else has any comments regarding that or the cost of the power graphs, but graphs for me, I do appreciate that.
If there's any other graphs that would be helpful to the commission, please let us know and we will create those as well.
Okay. Any other comments here on the financials? Otherwise, thank you very much. Ms. Rudy, for those reports. Next, we'll go to the main team strategic initiatives update, and we'll let our facilities and maintenance supervisor, Mr. Marty.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Give us a report on that.
As mentioned, the update to our strategic initiatives, as you can open up there, I just wanted to recap the six initiatives again. They are the admin and operations building, the financial position, generation, gas, diesel, and power plant, generation renewable, substations and transmission, and water treatment plant. So as we go through the items, we'll touch on each one. Admin and operations building, we have added an update box on the bottom of the strategic plan, as you have seen it in the past, underneath the tasks. There's been no activity in this particular area this year to date. Jumping up to the financial position, updates there are the rate study was completed in 2019, and the water rate increases starting in 2020 moving forward. And then there's a future transmission planning for the Benson area project is in process. Those are updates to those tasks in the financial position. Jumping up to generation, gas, diesel, and power plant. I have a few updates there. The commission, as you know, made the decision to decommission the plant on June 30th, 2020. Staff is continuing to look for options for used dual fuel generation, and staff will be creating a catastrophic event plan for emergency generation after that June 30th, 2020 shutdown. So more to come there in the near future. On generation renewable, no updates there to date. And then substations and transmissions, and a few things, or one item there, the staff is participating in the Benson area transmission plan. The Benson area plan includes improvements to the Wilmer and Priam substations, and that target and service date is as soon as 2021. That project is happening a little sooner than we had thought. So more to come with that as those details come clear.
That's good, because I was going to ask that question. What's from a broad overview on what the Benson area, what the plan, what that entails.
The last item, the water system, water treatment plants, no updates to date or to speak of it at this time there either. So if you had any questions on any of the six items, we could dig into those. Otherwise, submit the updates as shown.
As you said about the Benson plan, is there anything from the commission that you have further details on it? I do, with adding the tasks and then the updates is kind of the follow-through. I know it's what you folks, the staff, have to do, but it gives us an opportunity to see what's being done, and it's in writing too, so as we talk about it at our meetings, we can review that each time then.
Excuse me, Chair, I have a quick question in regards of, I'm not truly understand how the real estate works, but looking on the admin and operations building opportunity, I see that sales of, you know, owned property, you know, that's an opportunity, but can the real estate change and could be sometimes maybe threat because unable to sell it? Is that a possibility, or I just have a question in that regard?
I guess that it could, you know, that's the thing with this SWOT layout is that an item can reside in both an opportunity and a threat.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on, because the threat is something that you can't do a whole lot about. So obviously if the real estate market crashed, that's out of our control, and, you know, we may not get as much for a property as we would have sold it now or waited. So yes, it could reside either.
Could be right. Yeah, so I was kind of, as I read, because I have seen it before, but I was just wondering how it could impact, you know, in the future sale of those property, if they can really be opportunity and also maybe even maybe weakness, just that.
I know in the last few years we've visited some excess properties at least twice, I know, you know, just bringing updated information to the planning committee and, you know, just so we're staying on top of that and deciding whether we should sell it, hold on to it, wait. The decision has been to hold tight at this point.
Yeah. My second question is in regards to the financial position. And looking at the opportunity, I know that Well, so always we have the opportunity of rate studies and things of that nature, but could it be considered, I forget what was that term, EM, you know, that whenever we want to balance, what was that terminology?
Bond ratings?
The bond ratings is the opportunity of if somehow we have a gap that we implement.
Oh, and we sell a bond to finance our projects?
Are you referring to the EAA?
EAA. Would the EAA be in a role to be added here as an opportunity or in case some gap happened or?
The EAA is, it's probably not an opportunity or a threat. It'd probably fall more in a category of strengths. Okay. The EAA is energy acquisition adjustment, and it's tied directly to our wholesale power costs. So when we completed a rate study, there was X dollars identified in the rate study for our wholesale power costs. So by having an EAA, and it starts with the city charter allows us to monitor our power supply costs, and any costs over what's identified in the rate study, we're able to add on to our customers' bills on a monthly basis. So, like I said, power supply cost is X. If it comes in any given month and it exceeds that, we can pick those additional dollars up through the EAA. So it's really a financial strength for us is where it is.
Does it belong anywhere in the strategy, though, or not necessarily? Since
if it belonged any place, it would be, in my opinion, it would be under strengths because we got the ability on an ongoing basis to cover the costs of our wholesale power supply. Now, when we adopted this, what we're talking about today is not changing our strategic plan or SWOT analysis, but to provide the commission with updates on what was adopted. But your point is an excellent point, and we can make note of that because an EAA were to acknowledge that in our strengths and our financial position would be quite appropriate. And we'll make a note that next time our strategic plan is updated, not our updates or our tasks, but the strategic plan itself is updated, that we make note of that. But thank you.
Thank you.
It's an excellent observation.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
That's okay. Well, that's good. Any questions here from anyone regarding the plan or where we're at? Otherwise, thank you, Mr. Marty, for that report. And next, we'll go to our General Manager's report, Mr. Heron.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first item you see there is the City Council approved on November 12th minutes, which include resolution number 43, decommissioning of the power plant. So therefore, that date is official. Council ratified our minutes as presented to them. So we thank Sean and we thank the council for that as well. With that said, at staff level, we'll be moving forward with a plan to identify what all needs to be addressed in that process. Next summer, we'll be moving forward with those items.
Can I just interject one thing? It kind of ties with Zach and Marty's just talking about the real estate and selling and that. And I think with our new city planner and that type of thing, they're aware and they're doing some different things regarding his heritage / historic buildings and that type of thing. And that we may be able to tap into something with that and get another, someone else looking at it besides just the utility folks as well as probably the economic development too would be looking at it, what to do with the property. So I think we're on the right track with that and with the good working relationship that's being established and continues with the city, that will be helpful as we go along.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. The other two items, we got Labor Committee and Planning Committee meetings will be coming up, so please watch your calendars. Beth will be sending them out shortly. At staff level, we just had a meeting this morning, and we're pretty close to having all the information documentation pulled together for those meetings. So it'll be coming up shortly because we need final approval here by our last meeting in December on both of those meetings that we have upcoming. Other than that, I would conclude my update unless there's questions.
Again, employee MEC safety lunch is Friday, December 13th, as listed, and I would just encourage any or all commissioners that can attend to do that and congratulate the staff on the good safety report that they do have here. Is there anything else to come before the commission today? I'm looking at the education topics for next year, John. I got a list of 10 of them, I think. No, a couple of them, though, I do, and I'll just share that with you. Hearing nothing, I adjourn this meeting.